Now, a jazz moment. In the early 1960s, NEA jazz master Sonny Rollins took a well-documented 3-year hiatus from performing in public. His comeback recording, The Bridge, was one of the most highly anticipated releases of the decade. It featured guitarist Jim Hall. He recalls his first meeting with Sonny.
I got a note in the mailbox, and it said, "Dear Jim, I'd like to talk with you about music." Signed, Sonny Rollins. So he stopped over to the apartment one time, and we sat sort of facing each other at this little round table, and he put a plastic bag down on the table, and he started talking, and he's so dignified and incredible guy. And all of a sudden, the bag started trembling. Got my attention. So then he'd go on and he said, "I have these other two fellas, Bob Cranshaw and Walter Perkins. They've been working together with Carmen McRae, and I'd like you to join." Then the bag sort of jerked around. I said, "Sonny, what is that?" Typical of him, he said, "I'll tell you about that as soon as we finish this." That's the way he is. So I said, "Yeah, I'd love to do it." And then he said, "Okay, I'll show you." And he opened the bag, and it was a little lizard or chameleon or something from a pet shop that he brought in. He said, "Look at him, isn't he great?"
NEA jazz master Jim Hall recalling his big break with saxophonist Sonny Rollins, featured here in the 1962 recording, The Bridge. This jazz moment was created by the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Delfio Marcellus.